NappyAfro.com.
Welcome to the Frocast Episode 9, brought to you by NappyAfro.com. And now, straight from the motherfucking slum that's busted, it's your hosts, King Germ and Beezy.
Welcome to the Frocast Episode 9. This is your host, King Germ. And I'm accompanied by my loyal sidekick.
Whoa! We already fucking up early on in the podcast.
What? You are my sidekick.
No, you're not. I'm Be Easy, aka Jesus Cartera, aka James Ingram Jr. the Third, leader of the Black Gang, Nappy Afro Man.
Whatever makes you sleep better. Folks, how you doing, man? Back again, man, in the saddle. Episode 9. I know episode 8 was a little long. You know, I take blame for that, man. We got on a little roll and we just started talking. And, you know, 2 hours was a bit much. But I promise you, we won't have you... this one won't be that long, man. I mean, it's going to be long, but not that long. Pause on all that.
You're getting early on with pauses, man. Before we get into this thing, let me say this, man. I want to give 2 shots out early on. I want to give 3. I want to give 3, but 2 mainly. The first one I give out is my brother Verbose came back to Nappy Afro this week.
Verbose,
thank you. Yes, he came back. Now, like I said, he may be in and out, but we ain't heard from him in
that months. Motherfucker back, he ain't going nowhere, man.
I mean, fuck, you never know. Back. I mean,
he couldn't stay away, bro. I don't know what was going on, but he couldn't stay away. That Nappy Afro water pretty damn good, man. Go ahead with your second or third, whatever.
My second one is a small one because he ain't back in full. Like, Infamous F came back, but, like, he ain't putting ass shots up no more.
He was in the damn girls room.
Yeah, talking about it, but he was like, you know,
that's where he used to three. That was where he was at.
Exactly. So, I mean, he ain't doing that yet. So I don't know exactly what's up with him. He, you know, like he ain't really hollered back at me quite yet. So I don't really know what's up with that. But we happy to have both of them back. You know, but both Infamous F, stay a while, holler at your boy. And the third one is, you know, is H2O. Shout out to H2O. You know, he's taking a little sabbatical, but he coming back. You know, just want to give, you know, we still cool with you, bro. You know, you still down with Nappy Afro, so that's so. I just want to get those shots out first.
Okay. And since we're doing shouts out at the beginning, I'm gonna save my shouts for the end, man.
No, go ahead.
No, because I mean, you know, like you know, I just save mine for the end, man. It's no big deal, man. You know.
That's
okay. So, man, look, man, number 8 was pretty good, man, but number 9, we're gonna try to take it over the top, man. I'm just gonna let you guys know, like I do all the time, I had nothing to do with the music this time. We was gonna let Dub pick the music, but...
You didn't get it in time.
Oh, it's my fault?
Nigga,
it's my fault.
Nigga, you say, hey, B, we're gonna let Dub do the music. I said, okay, well, get the music. If you don't get the music...
I'll take responsibility there, but Dub, man, he's been busy, man. Dub is... He's probably like the... He's been working hard on the site, so, you know, my bad, Dub. Number 10 is yours, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, number 10 is yours, Dub.
You can't,
my bad.
You can't keep promising people, you know, this, and then you ain't gonna follow through with it. It's yours if King Jordan follows through with it. If you don't follow through with it, it's gonna be mine again.
Oh, see, man. It's always... Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Play the game. Game.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. But one thing I want to get into real quickly. Now this is we're talking to you from the past, I guess, because actually this podcast is probably being recorded Thursday night, but it's probably gonna be going up Monday morning or something of that nature. I say that because we're in the midst of Maybach Music Week. Rick Ross and his new crew of Maybach Music. From Maybach Music Group is just releasing a song almost every day this week, you know, and he's doing some crazy things. First of all, a little history lesson. I think the signing spree started with Wiz Khalifa, and I don't know if you remember that, man. Wiz Khalifa came, you know, they did a Super High remix with him and Currency and Ross. Not too long after that, you know, and Wiz was taking off too, but not too long after that, Ross was on MTV and he said, hey, you know, I want to sign Wiz. What can I do to make this done? Wiz turned him down and signed with Atlantic. I think that's a smart move, because I don't think Wiz would have Alma right now.
I mean, Wiz is not a Maybach music artist either. He's a little on the soft side.
Well, hold up. And you think Wale's hard? Oh, that's Queen German background.
He's straight baby thighs.
No. I'm saying that you don't think Wale, he sounds Wale. I don't think Wale is known as a hard rapper.
Well, Wale from D.C., that's a different thing, man.
What the fuck did that mean? He from Pittsburgh. Okay, Wiz from Pittsburgh. They kind of the same person. It's just Wiz Cleaver smokes a lot more weed.
I never seen Pittsburgh at the top of the murder capital of the world list, but I have seen D.C. up there a couple times.
Okay. Well, Ross went on to sign Wale. And I think that happened because Wale, you know, I think he made the most money ever with no hands. You know, think about it. That was like in the top 10. And he, you know.
But he had a song with Lady Gaga, though, man. How could the No Hands song be bigger than that?
He got Lady Gaga too fucking early. Like I said, if he would be Lady Gaga, like, right now or middle of last year, that song would have been number one song in the country. But no, he got her when she was first coming out. Bad timing. You know, wasn't that had song Lady Gaga 2, Trina? And Lady Gaga took that shit off her album before it came out. You know, she was like, oh, fuck no.
She probably didn't want to associate herself with the Diamond Princess.
I know. I would associate myself with the Diamond Princess. Even today. Even though she's not like the... Hold up. This is a side note. And we're going to get back to Maybach Music. Has Trina ass shrunken over the years?
Man, ever since she stopped eating the meat and Ludacris, I blame Ludacris, man, because she said that in that issue of King Magazine. She was like, Ludacris convinced her to stop eating red meat and all that. Next thing you know, man, you got that.
Yeah, I don't like Ludacris anymore. But anyway, so.
Shouts out to Ludacris, man.
I can't shout him out. If he said that shit, I can't shout him out. I'm sorry. Anyway, so.
I'm shouting Ludacris out. Conjure. Ludacris, we can do a spot on podcast number 12 for you if you want us to. Fast and Furious coming out.
You know what? Stop. Anyway, so what do you think about the signings he did? Let's go through the sign and actually think about it. The first one was Wale. What do you think about that?
It's good for Wale.
I mean,
do I think Wale gonna sell a lot of numbers? No.
I mean, Ross said Wale is like...
Wale needs to affiliate himself with Rick Ross, because if I'm not mistaken, Wale was running into some trouble on the home front with what was his name?
I can't think. He was crunk on the phone, though.
I mean, he was sounding real girly, man. But yeah, he was... This dude name start with a B, man, because I can't think of it. But anyway, yeah.
Boss Man.
Boss Man. That's the name. And you know, so him aligning himself with Rick Ross, that kind of got, you know, got him some street. His street cred went up a little bit, man. And, you know, so that was a good move for Wale signing with the Maybach Music Group, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, to me, Wale was a guy who was in the shoes a lot. You know, his first big song was Nike Boots with Wayne.
A song I never heard before.
That's his first song. Still, like, my Nike boots still. You know, I mean, that shit was hard. But the problem was, I mean, Wale rapped about getting shoes on eBay. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't think that would be a connection with him and Ross. Now, I will say, the shit he's doing recently, it does sound good.
I mean, that helps when you have better beats and you're not rapping over that go-go bull crap. I mean,
but hold up. But are they really better beats, or are they just like MC Hammer and BMF over and over again?
And that's just what... I mean, Ross is smart. He's not going to give you any good stuff for free. He's going to say, look, man, Lex Luthor, give me a beat. Matter of fact, here's MC Hammer remix. I mean, Ross ain't... He's saving the heat for the album. He's giving us this free music, and it's just... It is what it is.
Okay.
Businessman.
The next person he signed, I think we talked about him last podcast, when he was a freshman. He was part of the new freshman this year, WSL freshman, is Meek Mill. Now, I think Meek Mill is going to gain the most out of this, because he's going from unknown to being right beside Ross. Before we got his podcast, I saw a video for Tupac back. It was live in Miami, and the crowd was kind of crazy for him.
Because Ross was out there.
Of course, but still.
Meek Mill walked across you in the street right now, you would not know who he was.
If he got the big,
I mean, he could be on stage with a Meek Mill shirt on, and I still wouldn't know who he was.
If he got the Maybach Music chain on that Ross gave all these,
I still wouldn't know who he was.
That's fucked up. And I think we talked about this before, but I mean, ain't, you said Triple C shouldn't be mad. They should be. I think if I was Gunplay, Torch, and I don't know the other guy's name, I'd be kind of mad because I'd be like, I mean, what the fuck, man?
Listen, man, them guys just happy to be out of Carol City, okay? They're happy to be along for the ride. All right, it's no big deal. They're like, look, we really don't like rapping. We'd rather just sell drugs
and snort cocaine in Brazil.
They don't. They really don't care. So I mean, come on, man.
I don't know. You like Rosen?
Gunplay. That's one of the best songs that came out, man. I mean, the Gunplay. That's the number one song right there. He got. I mean, that was a smash on the radio.
Oh, and the last one, the one who I was most surprised about, was Pill, Gangsta Pill. That really surprised me that he signed with Maybach Music.
Officially his name now, Gangsta Pill?
No, his name should be Gangsta Pill, because I think Pill.
I see that a lot, and that's why I was wondering.
He Gangsta Pill, man. It's just like Gangsta Gives, Gangsta Pill. I mean,
I think Pill, okay, when he first came out, that Trap Going Ham, mm-hmm. I think he wanted to distance himself from the trap rap in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when in reality, you're still doing the same thing. But you tried to make it look like you were actually deep.
I mean, he put out two mixtapes that were really good. The Prescription and the Refill. He may have another one, too. I don't know. I think there's two of them, Prescription and the Refill.
Yeah, that's it.
That was good. I think he wasn't really... The funny thing was, when he first came out, he wasn't like... I got these nice rims, I got all this money. He basically talking about just the trap, that's it. And fucking bitches, and that's it. You know, I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, that's a better, because I thought he was on cover with Wiz, wasn't he? Last year.
Was he a freshman?
Yes, he was. Him, Gangsta Gibbs, and Wiz, they was freshmen.
Wow. So he was
and late. J. Cole.
That's crazy. Pill? I don't remember Pill, man. Are you sure?
Yes.
I mean, I have an autographed copy of that magazine. You know, I don't know why.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you didn't. Look, let me tell y'all something. This Negro had the nerve to
We're talking about Maybach Music Group here. Please,
no. I'm going to say this. This nigga went, he was in Athens, and J. Cole performed, and he didn't got no fucking interview. I just want to say that. That was fucked up.
Okay, I'm going to say this. J. Cole was late, mm-hmm. so therefore I couldn't get my interview. Mm-hmm. I didn't take a camera.
Why didn't you take a camera?
And he performed a song there for the first time that he didn't do anywhere else. So at least that's what he told us.
Who that?
Was it Who That? No, it wasn't Who That. It wasn't, because he had done Who That already.
I'm about to say, I saw Who That. I think that's
saying. It was another song he had done. But look, man, little homie VG got the he got the footage, man. So he said he's going to put it up one day.
That shit old as hell now.
I didn't know what he was going to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, but no, and by the way, yeah, the cover Pill was on the cover with, it had more, but you know, it was like a fold-out cover for that 2010 cover. It was on the front cover, J. Cole, Pill, Nipsey Hussle, Wiz Khalifa, and OJ Juice Man. First of all, shouldn't Waka Flocka been on that cover instead?
Waka should at least been on it this year.
Well, Waka may probably have bigger hits than anybody on that cover though. So you can't, if you got two top 10 hits, you can't really be on the cover of freshman anymore.
I mean, if you can, he still can win. The new artist,
no.
According to the Grammys, yes, you can. If you've never been nominated and you only had three albums out, you can still be new artist. So, I mean, I don't see why Walker can't be a new on the freshman class of 2012.
Anyway, so who do you see anybody that Ross should sign?
iFuture.
So, Ross should sign iFuture. Tyler the Creator.
That's it.
What about
the fact Tyler need to distance himself from the rest of those clowns?
Half of them don't rap though. I mean, Earl raps, but he's not around anymore.
No such thing as Earl. Let's just stop talking about him, okay?
I got his CD.
That's Tyler. He did what Biggie did on Give Me the Loop. He changed his voice up, man. There's no way in the world if Earl existed. Mm-hmm. He would be somewhere. Oh, his mom's got him in boarding school. Oh, he's in juvenile. It's no such thing as Earl, okay? Let's move past that. But nah, I'm not kidding. That was a sad jest, man. I would stop listening to Ross if he signed them. But,
you would stop listening to Ross?
Yes.
For real?
Yes. I mean, Wayne signed Justin Bieber. Now that was that.
Hold on, whoa. Wayne did not sign Justin Bieber.
Yes, he did.
I did my research. Okay, just because the motherfucker had on a YMCMB shirt, don't mean you signed. Drake gave him the fucking shirt.
Okay.
And then he better not keep wearing that shit in America, in California. He's gonna get shot while the fucking red.
Hey,
No.
I mean, who's left out there to sign? Freddie Gibbs needs to sign with somebody. Yeah. He out there starving.
but you know, he don't like Ross, though.
Jay-Z and Nas didn't like each other, but they came together and signed. And like I said, Freddie Gibbs is starving. That man about to be 140 pounds.
Not Freddie Gibbs. He was on Carson Daly. Twice.
Carson Daly still has a show?
You said that last time. Yes, he has a show.
I mean, who watches it? When does it come on? 4 o'clock in the morning after the infomercials?
It come after whatever the last show that
come
plays.
On once come a week. It don't even come on every night.
It come on every night.
I don't believe
that. He's had Charles Hampton on that show. He's had.
That's really convincing. Charles Hamilton.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm just saying.
You mean Anthony Hamilton, right? Rich Rip Hamilton.
He had Asher Roth on that show.
Okay. That's the first legitimate artist you named.
No, he didn't have people on that show, man. I'm just saying. It's okay. It's okay.
That's what you need to have Freddie Gibbs when he's starving and not eating ramen noodles.
I think Freddie Gibbs is okay. I think he does a lot. Matter of fact, he's doing a show with your boy Big Crit.
Big Crit threw him a bone, man. Shout out to Big Crit, man.
Hold on. Freddie Gibbs was on the freshman cover before Big Crit. Freddie Gibbs was 2010. Big Crit is 2011.
Okay, and what has Freddie Gibbs done since then? What has Big Crit done since then? But we'll save that talk.
Oh, man, you know what? Fuck it.
Hey, okay. Man, I want to hear some music, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
What you got for the people today? Listen, y'all, I have nothing to do with the music. I just want y'all to know.
Mm-hmm.
So send all your complaints.
Okay. I think you like all this music. The first three songs I have for us today is off. The first song is Pusha T, off his new mixtape, Fear of God. It's Touch It, featuring Kanye West.
Now, whack one, man.
I like that song. You know what? Because it sounds Liquid Swords. It sounds like Jizzle Liquid Swords. When the MCs came to rip off, remember that song?
You could at least play the man. Oh man, but go ahead. Like I said, man.
The second song is
Touch It. That song's whack.
That song hard. Shut up.
I don't like the beat. It's just so Kanye-ish.
No, that shit's on the rhythm.
But go ahead. Next song.
The next song I have is off Raekwon app, Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang. It's Molasses featuring Rick Ross and Ghostface Killah. Now, I want to talk about this song because I think me and you talking, I told you that song. Now, I'm going to get a lot of booze. That song is the equivalent, could be the equivalent of verbal intercourse with Nas on it.
He said it.
Thank you.
He said it, not me.
Ross, kill that fucking song. You still ain't heard it yet, so you can't really say nothing.
I can't.
And I sent you the song.
I'm going to hear it when you play it.
I sent you that song. And the last song is by the new artist from out of New Zealand, David Dallas, called... Shut up. He signed the Duck Down. It's called Caught in the Days featuring Freddie Gibbs.
Duck Down still has a record label?
Duck Down still is burgeoning. I mean, Duck Down is doing great. They still putting out albums. They still doing a lot.
When you say doing great, what's that, 1,000 records a year?
I mean, listen, they do everything they sell. They do everything themselves, so they don't have to get everything they do them themselves. So they're going to do the cover. They're going to print the CDs. They're going to do the recording. They do everything. I think that's great. I think that's what
who wants to download their CDs? Who wants to burn their CDs anyway? I mean, who wants to steal this stuff? Give me, name two Duck Down artists.
Buckshot and Sean P.
What happened to Sean P? He was so hot like 2 years ago, and he just fell off the face of the earth.
I don't know. I think he had that baby, so I don't. Maybe the baby slowed him down. Because remember, he had the baby shower party where like you could get into the club if you bring a gift for his unborn daughter at
people,
the time.
Look how bad rappers are. Rappers are asking you for gifts.
I mean, look, if you you go buy like some bottles and shit, you can get in the club and listen to Sean P rap.
What did Pusha T say? Look, he's not going to spend that money. He's been poor too long.
Baby, don't buy it. Oh, but anyway, it's fucked up, man. Anyway, we're going to get in these three songs. We're going to hurry back because Vervo said we need to talk more because we're very funny and we're very smart and I'm very cool. He said it just like that. I didn't change a word what he just said.
Verbose might want to get you in the bed. You know, so watch Verbose, man. You heard what he remember City Star, man. Hey.
No, he ain't that drunk, man. He gets drunk, he talks like that, but he ain't no. Yeah, he said he would fuck City Star, but he said he would let City Star suck his dick. And for those who don't know, City Star is this transvestite that looks shockingly like a woman.
She's a woman, man. She's not a guy.
Dog, I saw the baby pictures.
Listen, what I don't see any boy pictures of her. All I see is girl pictures.
I saw them now. She got a new one. She got a new one. Okay. I think she got a video. She pulled a dick out now. But I haven't watched that video though. I just want to put that out there.
Sorry, we went there already, folks.
Okay. Well, anyway, man, look, we're gonna go to this song. We'll come right back. This is the Frocast episode 9,
like the number 9 joint. New straight on back. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. NappyAfro.com.
Yeah. I'ma need you to touch it, or just kiss it. Shit, do something. Can you just touch it, or just kiss it? Shit, do something. Please, pretty please, I just wanna see you down on your pretty knees. Or maybe you could touch it, see where it leads. Go ahead, just beat it like you was Billie Jean. You grown and you sexy, you following the theme. That coconut's a Roxy, that's all we really need. You in college now, so you too old to tease. I'm hoping you can polish like pledge what I need. And I ain't being selfish, we can't call it greed. Cause I return the favor like we're playing to the screen. I'm moving too fast, cause just when I believe, you came and shut it down like Drake in the dream.
So I need you to touch it, or just kiss it. Shit, do something. Could you please touch it, or kiss it. Shit, do something.
Yeah, she claiming that she didn't know how to kiss it like she's standing under mistletoe. My love game got you feeling so official though. I'll let you referee, just let your whistle blow. I'm never out of bounds, I'm on a higher ground. I'm never empty handed, coming from out of town. That Comme des Garçons, the Christian Louboutin, the J brand jeans look like you drew them on. I don't deny it, baby, I just buy it. Once I get the mood right, maybe you should try it. Alas, I'm past all my past. I ran like the Flash and I saved the best for last.
Touch it, or just kiss it, do something.
See, we can take it slow, or we can take it there. I'm thinking lap dance, and you should take a chair. We'll both give a little, we'll just play it fair. You see this back and forth? For me, it's kinda rare. Put our cards on the table, let's play truth or dare. Let your hair down, I don't have you pegged as a square. Just let loose as you ride in that roofless. You my new girl, you allowed to give me goosenecks. We don't give a damn. Who's watching me slowing down? Not an option. At a buck, hairs waving in the wind. You are such a champ, how you take it on the chin?
Just touch it, or kiss it. Shit, do something. Would you please touch it? Could you please kiss it? Baby, do something. I need you to do something.
Turn me up, son. Yo, Ross, what up, my nigga? Hey, yo, work to the gold Panameras. Into the wood grain in my labo. I go the extra mile, my flow scalpels. Crew cuts to older niggas. The same room is just the same rooms where niggas catch visions of killing cabos. Palestinian armor. Golden rocket launcher, my aunt. She copped it for me, bought it in Rwanda. Sea demon scheming. Niggas get live in the beacon. I'm sure to shank shit up like Morgan Freeman. Pussy getting rapper. Rich nigga, one on one rinse. Niggas and incidents. My fingerprints bent so up. We sell love slinging like Siemens. The snortable beamers. You love calling niggas names out, you screaming. Feds try to tap us and plus clap us. Niggas a grab us, throw you in the wrestle, yo, clap ups. Catch me at the Stephen King mansion with four of my Branson niggas with me, me and Brittany, a dancer. Know your shit authentic by the way your hat fit on your wittig. I'm like the Blair Witch nigga in the rented. Curtains in the 5'7", chunky and short. Bag of dope up in the back seat, your packages walk. Holding my girl wedding ring. She met a gang, name is Coretta King. Living Alpharetta and she never leave me. Flow freely, this is all graffiti. The cloth I'm cut from is straight from a rich nigga genie. Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside a $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside a $100,000 whip follow.
Still gritty, lead a pretty to the females. The watch mother pearl wear the seashells. Pick up the litter, how this nigga picking paper up. Twitter thug, I'm the timeline strangler. Get him up, banging dangerous as angel dust. Cuban link smoking stink in the Brinks truck. I run with killers who snort powder, extort cowards. Ankle monitors, undergarments, so fuck showers. I give a fuck what you talking about. Mob meetings, we them only niggas walking out. Sparking purple once a nigga done spaghetti slurping. Fly away in my new Scarletti
surfing. Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside a $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside a $100,000 whip follow.
We in the back roasting marshmallows, bottles of crew. The dialogue is them big chain niggas is rude. Lord Library scholars, potatoes over the 38s from ball heads, all live wires. 11 homes, 6 trust funds. Came home from doing the dime. We just left un straight up, and we standing over. With stoves and denim jabots. Brought a Dairy Queen in Queens right next to Lowe's. I max theaters, Astoria, Waldorf. Philip Drummond Suite, pretty young thing sucking my balls off. Bubble baths, hash, suited up, eyes closed. Silk drawers, fronting in my key lime pie wallows. And I still got a half a key in D. Frank Lucas shit, hitting and coughing, sliding overseas. And if you ever try to ruin my night, I'ma make sure my best pawn put like 3 in your kite. Shot caller, laying in big loss. Rock a Gibraltar on my pinky joint, killing like all. Daytime hawker, nasty street author. Me, Ray, and Rick Uzi'd out in the porches. Chase, we got a Warner bro like Malcolm Jamal. I'm a falcon, 7 Mike Vick with the ball. Cause I can hunt one, hunt two. Disrespect, I'll hunt you down. Ain't a motherfucking crew we can't run through.
Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside a $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paid for slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside a $100,000 whip follow.
Army shit, nigga. Camouflage gorilla shit, nigga. You know what it is, man. Yo, Lex, talk. Yeah. Where your man at? Let's go.
Together, my nigga.
On a new wave of confidence, I'm trying to ride it to a few different continents. Knowing in the country that I'm from, but anonymous to most of the populace and dominant marketplaces. I'm from New Zealand and I'm used to seeing different faces, and they don't ever turn the radio to different stations. I gotta do it though, cause mom's getting sick of waiting. When I was young, she used to tell me I had some fucking patience, but she loved the baby boy. Raised the guy like I'm a roids, on my game like I'm a joystick, still playing with these toys. I'm grateful for the voice I've been given.
big boy now, no purple ribbon. About to have all of the shutter bugs flicking. Straight sipping, vodka soda with a twisting. Jamiroquai playing, I don't say it to be different. It's still hip hop in the veins, smirring off in the brain. Always been a cool dude, I'll let you know.
Kicking back, feeling good on a Friday. Ain't letting all the bullshit get in my way. Know that I stay caught in the days.
Custom colors is money sitting up on sixes. If you ever trying to find me, I'd probably be water whipping. Cooking up and cutting. Open the baggy stuff, I'm like muffins. Out of dope, but Joe, your prices ain't in my budget, so fuck it. I stuck them up and got on the highway. Freddy Gills get fried like every day is Friday. In the place I reside, I keep that eye, cause them goons gon' be lurking. Keep my dope spot bumping in my boots, phone twerking. Put me on the licking, anybody move. I'ma murk them, knock them off their shoes and get their ass to blues. For certain, bitch, you perfect and you flirting with death if you fuck with mine. Really ain't shit to walk up and take your life in this life of crime. In this life of mine, I took risks and put my life on the line. Agents asked me for a statement, I declined.
I'm kicking back, feeling good on a Friday. Ain't letting all the bullshit get in my way. Know that I stay caught in the days. Caught in the days. Caught in the days. Caught in the days. Who don't mess with my heart?
Chop me down, deeply rooted in the ground. Way I spit is so profound. Know the sound like some shit you heard before, but it ain't. Everyone's an artist now, but I'm using different paint. Man, I'm using different ink for the story. This is guts, this is glory. It's the rush, so performing is a slut. When you're horny, it's the feeling that you get when you wake up in the morning. Or that feeling that you get when the sun's dawning on another day, and you ain't seen your life another way. Been working that same job for next to nothing pay. Plugging away at your dreams, trying to hold the shit together while the world's tugging away at the seams. See, struggling, it ain't no thing once you're looking back. But fuck if you'd ever regain, try to go through that. So I just see it like a vintage car. You put your all in to ride it out once, then it's in the garage. To talk about it with your friends as a symbol of the hard work. This is all it means to an end. Looking at it through a lens, it's rose tinted. It's probably why you hear it in my voice. I'm so committed.
I'm kicking back, feeling good on a Friday. Ain't letting all the bullshit get in my way. Know that I stay caught in the days. Caught in the days. Caught in the days. Caught in the days. Mood don't mess with my heart. Things are looking up, you can see in my eyes. So you know I'm caught in the days. Caught in the days. Caught in the days. Caught in the days.
I'm gonna make some water sandwiches and some fucking H2O steaks.
It's your man Josie Mo, aka Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip hop reviews and more. Get at me.
And we back. So two things happened during that break. Jeremy finally heard the Molasses song, Raekwon song featuring Ghostface and Rick Ross. And what do you think about it?
Like I said, Ross, of course he carried that song. I mean, I just really think Raekwon just need to give it up because he doesn't sound inspired anymore to rap. I mean, he's just like, oh, this man, you know, I'm just rapping. I mean, nobody wants to hear that, man. I mean, make me believe that you want to rap, but until then, Raekwon, you're on my list of rappers I do not listen to.
God damn, but that was a good. Okay, do you get my point when I said that?
It's kind of like when Jay-Z did that song with M.O.P. Uh-huh. And You Don't Know Remix. Uh-huh. fast forward through their whole part until Jay-Z starts rapping. Every time I listen to that song, I never listen to M.O.P. rap.
Well, I like that part, though. I like the whole song.
Because Jay-Z in it, man. That's what everybody likes.
I like that whole song. I like 4LM Blaze. The song he did.
Did I talk about that? I don't like M.O.P., okay?
Do you like Put It In The Air? That shit was hard, too.
Annie Up is like the only song I can listen to by them, and that's only because they had a remix.
Damn.
As far as M.O.P., I don't listen to them. Raekwon, you're on the list now. Rappers I don't listen to.
Wow.
I mean, I could do a whole show about rappers I don't listen
to. Yeah, that's like 90% of rappers out there. No, 95% of rappers out there you don't listen to, but then some kind of way, Lil B Skeeks in there and get something
that's different. Lil B is different.
Okay.
I don't really listen to a lot of his music, but I will entertain it for a little while.
You know, that's good you bring Lil B, because I did want to talk about mixtapes versus albums now. Now, in the previous segment, we were talking about Big Crit a little bit. We talked about Big Crit. We also talked about Pusha T, Fear of God. Those two mixtapes that came out early, just in April now. Those two mixtapes that came out in the first quarter of this year, and those are two good mixtapes. But specifically Crit's mixtape, because it sounds like a bona fide album.
It does. Still not better than Big Crit was here.
You don't think so?
No.
I think this is just like a part two. I think this is like he.
I was doing some research. I was listening to both of them, and Big Crit was here still better than Return of Forever, which is not a diss at all, because Big Crit was here is probably in my top 20 albums of all time.
Oh my god.
Yes. And so, you know, that's like, you know, it's not a diss at all, but you know, it's a great album. Great album. But it's just, it's not better than Big Crit.
I can't say that it's not in my top, probably not in my top 50, but that's no disrespect to him, but I mean, it's just so many other albums that are better.
Give me, you said top 50.
Yeah.
Okay, excluding all the Jay-Z's catalog, I'm pretty sure.
Well, now we're down to like the 42.
Exactly. No, less than that. Because Jay-Z got 11 albums, so we're down to 39.
Okay, and you guys got put in the Unplugged album, which is one of my favorite Jay-Z albums. People don't know that about me. I'm a big Jay-Z fan, but that Unplugged album
Better than Volume 1.
No, it's not.
It's better than Kingdom Come.
No, it's not.
It's better than American Gangster.
No, it's not.
It's better than Reasonable Doubts.
No, it's not.
It's better than... I just named four...
Hold on! Did you say it better than Reasonable Doubts?
Yeah, did I start?
Are you high?
No, not at all.
To quote Slick P, are you high? Are you fucking high? Come on, man. Listen, man. Listen. Volume 1 had... I'm going to name one song that knocks everything out of the water. Volume 1 had Streets Is Watching and Where I'm From. American Gangster is American Gangster. That's not a bad album.
Until Jay-Z make a song that's more that hits home more than something, I don't want to hear it. Okay.
First of all, it's gonna reach us harder because we're from the South.
Oh! You're from the South? I could have sworn you was from Marcy.
You fucking jackass!
I could have sworn you from Marcy Projects. God.
I've been to Brooklyn though. That's good, right? I've been to Brooklyn.
Did you go to Marcy while you was there? Did you just like, I just gotta walk down. I gotta go to building 534, man. I gotta do that, man.
I don't know. I was going to 534 and I saw Memphis Bleek sitting outside. So I was like, you still live here? He's like, yes.
So he's still one hit away?
You know what? I saw two Memphis Bleek videos yesterday and listened to two Memphis Bleek songs, and both of them was ass. Both of them was trash. Now,
shout out to Memphis Bleek. Is he on Twitter? I want to.
Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck? You know what? As big of a Jay-Z fan I am, you would think I would have love for.
I mean, I would think Memphis Bleek would be your second favorite.
No. I was mad at Jay-Z on Volume 3 when he was like handed down, and Volume 2. I'm sorry, when he like handed down the song. And now, first of all, that verse on Handed Down with Memphis Bleek. You know, I got, you know, what they say. I go to sleep with a picture of a Porsche on my wall. Man, I'm trying to come up on y'all. Get one up on you. Remember that shit?
It's all right, ain't it?
No. It's all right. But he was like, I nigga than me is in the mess out with the chest out. That's it's all right.
Yeah. Okay, you handed down. Yeah.
Yeah, he was spinning on them two songs. No, he got four songs that I like a lot, and all got Jay-Z on.
Man, you Bleak know? Is. That is a good song.
That shit's terrible. No, the song he did was Night Wonder. All right, that shit.
Holla was pretty good, man. Why are we talking about Memphis Bleak? Man? Yeah. He's not relevant right now.
Okay, look, but no.
Memphis Bleak is our age. He needs to give it up. If he ain't came up, you gotta say Memphis Bleak was in the game when he was like what 19?
Yeah, he was younger than that.
He was about our age, 96, because he was on Reasonable Doubts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was young. Coming of age. He was coming to age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't came to age yet, and he's aging. I mean, you know, his hairline is back here.
I think he shaved it all off now.
I haven't seen Mr. Bleak since he did that video with Serena Williams. So I mean,
are you talking about "Do My Ladies Right"?
Yes. No. I take it back. They cut that song "Round Here." It was after that, so that was about the last time I seen Bleak. Man.
Hey, that song for like 2 days, maybe Bleak had a pass in the South for 2 days, because I remember a dude with a sister used to bump the hell out of that song because they had T.I. and who else was on there, and Trick.
T-Double-D, man.
And Trick, so I remember that, but I don't know. But that's what we were saying. For example, J. Cole, right? J. Cole is going to probably, hopefully, release an album this year. But, like, don't you think if he put Friday Night Lights and The Warm Up together, that could have been his fucking album?
Friday Night Lights by itself could have been his album. And it would have still been better than 99% of the albums that came out last year.
But I mean, like, at this point, like, I know the artist gotta be like, I gotta drum up some sort of, you know, excitement and interest. You know what I'm saying? I know that's what's happening. I know they have to do that. But sometimes when they do it, you like, you know, because listen, I like Thank Me Later. I like that album. I think it was the second or third best album of last year. But
suck ass.
What the hell? You didn't like Thank Me Later?
It wasn't. I mean, Drake. See, Drake is where Big Crit. And hopefully J. Cole doesn't go, because once you put out, okay, because Drake really shouldn't have done So Far Gone, because I mean that So Far Gone, that was his album, and the expectations are too high. Like now I see when Crit has dropped the Was Here and the R4, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, what can he do for an album? I feel like he's put it all out there, you know, just like, there's nothing left for him to do, and so he's gonna hit them Drake expectations where
he's not gonna have Drake expectations.
Listen. The day that mixtape was supposed to come out, March 28th, mm-hmm. I've never seen so much anticipation behind a mixtape. I mean, it was
Black Twitter. That's why. I mean, it was Black Twitter.
When you got people around the horn, mm-hmm. the day it came out, they quoted that on the show. This ESPN, that ain't got nothing to do with Black.
Now, hold on. Now, you know Reality did that.
But Reality, it was three other columnists on there. It was Reality, Bomani Jones, and Michael Smith, all of them.
Look who you just named.
Reality, but look, though, this is my thing. But that's
Reality cool as hell, and the other two is Black. And all two, and they kind of young. They kind of like 31, 32 at the most.
But that's the thing, though. That shows you that's a mixtape. Okay, that's not. I can understand if this was an established artist. Them people, they would talk like people were waiting on that, man.
See, first of all, Black Twitter, and I keep calling it Black Twitter. And Celebrity is getting real transparent right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people talking to Britney Spears on Twitter, and you know that would never talk to Britney Spears on Twitter ever, but that happened. You know what I'm saying? It's Lil B talked to almost everybody who tweets him. 90% people he would talk to and have a conversation with on Twitter.
But that's not just Black, it's Twitter, period. It was a trending topic that day. It was, people were waiting for this album.
Hold on. Like, Black Twitter had, one of the trending topics was if you get a stripper pregnant. That shit came from Black Twitter.
But.
And we got that shit, and that shit was trending worldwide.
But still, what I'm saying here, you're trying to downsize what he did.
No, that's a great album.
Yeah, but they would, that's what I said, the anticipation. People, like, all day long, they were like, yo, Crit, when you, it's the 28th. People at midnight, from midnight to the time that that he actually released it, all you kept saying was, yo, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? When, has it came out yet? Is it coming out? Is it coming out? Is it coming out? It was, I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was just like, man, I mean, I was scared to leave the house that day because I ain't want to not be there when it dropped.
But you, know, so, but you know what, though? That kind of... See, that's the only thing I don't like about mixtapes. I remember when certain... I remember when Biggie... I remember standing in line 12 o'clock at night when Life After Death came out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I would never do that.
What the fuck?
I would never do... I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because it's not that serious. I'm not getting... I mean, I don't even get up 12 o'clock for college football. I'll take that back.
You did. Whoa. Yeah, exactly. You stood in line... with somebody to buy a college, EA college football, NCAA football game, so what the damn difference?
Yeah, it's music, though. It's different. I mean, you know.
But that, nigga, it wasn't...
If Biggie would have been alive, I guarantee you wouldn't have been there at midnight either.
First of all, yes, I would.
I didn't buy Life After Death until, like, because I mean, my roommate bought it. That's why I went in the rush to get it. He had it, so I was like, I can listen to it anytime, you know, until he moved out. Then I was like, now I got to get it, man. But, you know.
Anyway, hey, you know, I used to hate midnight things. I was probably, in my lifetime, because, you know, before the internet, I was stayed at the record store. I probably have been to 6 midnight sales. And I used to always hate when the dude that got it first get in his car and he bump it out and he pull back up to the curb. Like, nigga, why are you here? Like, you done bought the CD, get the fuck out my face. I bought 18 Elements of Quimini. I can't think of the other one. I know I went to a pot one, but I didn't want to go to that one. I took somebody. But anyway, I don't know, but
I say P-O-P or Pac as in Tupac?
Tupac, as in Tupac. As in, oh, okay. Tupac Shakur. As in TZ best friend.
Uh oh, Peabody's about to email now. I heard y'all talk about Pac on there, man. You just understand, man. Pac is the greatest, man. You know, I got a song, unreleased song that nobody even heard yet, man. Pac mama ain't even heard this song, man.
I'm still waiting that letter, that email that says, you know, could you please take all down the Tupac stuff?
Yeah, ain't gonna be no letters, but we should. Moon's gonna show up. They hunting your IP down right now as we speak.
Well, I think Peabody can tap Suge, y'all.
I'm putting my money on Suge.
Should've been knocked out twice.
I don't care. I mean, you know, I'm not saying shouts out to Peabody.
He's a boxer.
Suge knocked niggas out professionally, okay? It's the difference between...
Suge got knocked out by a barber.
And nigga, but that barber, he probably throw hands on the regular. You know what I'm saying? That barber look like he done been into a couple fights now. I know TZ wired some new jaw back when he was 13. I understand it. But that was 17 years ago, TZ. God. Well, about 13 years ago, TZ, you know. I mean, I got to see you wire somebody else, y'all, before I say you can knock out Suge, okay?
I think I can knock out Suge. I know I'm a little dude, but I think if I catch him on the chin good, then I can knock out Suge, man. Fuck that.
Brandon, listen, man. I'm gonna tell you this, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you swing on Suge, you better hope you got your will in line. You're gonna need more than that little knife you carry in your pocket. That little knife you got, man, Suge is 300 plus. That little knife, you just gonna wound him with that knife, but he gonna whoop your ass, man.
I done seen him on the ground twice.
Shout out to Suge Knight, man.
I'm gonna say
how many times I've been talking that trash, Suge. That's them talking that trash.
I've been on the ground none time. He been on the ground twice. I done seen it.
Right. I'm just saying, man. It's Suge Knight we talking about here.
Anyway, man.
But yeah, man, the mixtape game, man, it's really messing up the album game. I mean, you had people like Lupe and what's the other cat name? The one that what's the dude with the blonde streak in his head, man? Jimmy.
Wiz Khalifa.
Jimmy, yeah, Wiz Khalifa. You know, he did 190,000 in the first week.
But... Are you talking about Amber Rose's boyfriend? I heard somebody refer to him that, like, Amber Rose's boyfriend. Like, really? That's how we gonna refer to Wiz Khalifa?
I call him Jimmy.
Because he got Jimmy tattooed on his head. Anyway, no. Actually, but that's another thing, too, though, because... Cushion Orange Juice, the Wiz Khalifa album came out last year. People love that album. People still bump that album now. And when Roller Papers came out this year, his debut, people was like, this shit sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, the same thing. But you can't fuck with Atlantic right now.
I mean, Atlantic, that's, I mean, yeah.
I mean, think about it. They had B.O.B. last year.
Okay.
Number one album in the country. They had Lupe a few weeks ago.
But, okay, now, Lupe did 200,000 his first week, and since then, he sold 3 albums. So, Atlantic, with them albums that y'all bought for him the first week, y'all must be giving them away to, like, people that need CDs. To, you know, it's a homeless person right now that got a Lupe Fiasco CD, but don't have a CD player to play it on. But he got it.
I think Lupe saying that album sucked probably fucked it up. I think that probably fucked it up. I mean, I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. Come on, man. But no, and then you had Wiz Khalifa this week. Well, yeah, this week charted number two, right behind Britney Spears. And Britney Spears, when it came out, he would definitely be number one. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but let me say this.
I don't care about first week sales. I look at second, third. I look at past the... I want to see how you do past the first week. Because everybody know your first week, you're going to... You know, that's usually going to be your best week. But can you consistently put up numbers is what I look at. And from... Like I said, I'm not just trying to take a dump on Lupe Fiasco. Mm-hmm. But you sold 200,000 your first week. And you sold 10 your second week.
Well,
so three your third week, you so one your fourth week. You see what I'm saying?
Well, let me say this though. None of the albums I named, I didn't like any of those albums. I didn't like Wiz Khalifa. I like one song on Wiz Khalifa album. I like one song on Lupe album. I think I like one song on B.O.B. album. Because all that is that techno bullshit.
Yeah, I don't listen to B.O.B. Oh, speaking of B.O.B., before we go to break, I just want to talk about, didn't he have a diss song at your boy, your favorite rapper in the world, Tyler?
How is my favorite rapper in the world? Just because I said something about them early on. And
you always, I mean, that's your, from now on, that's going to be your group.
Well, how is my group? Because I said, hey, you need to listen to this group. He was like, fuck. No, this is what you told me. He said, I ain't listening to this bullshit.
Exactly. And I stick to my gun.
No. That this B.O.B. had, I'm to the point now. We're in 2011. Say a nigga name.
Yeah, I hate subliminals, man. I mean, subliminal rap is almost subliminal beef rap is almost as worse as going on Tim Westwood and talking trash. I mean, if you're going to Tim Westwood to talk trash about somebody in England, that's okay. But don't go to Tim Westwood talking about somebody in America. For people that don't know, Tim Westwood is a DJ in London or somewhere in Europe, you know.
You know what?
Don't go to Europe talking trash about cats in the United States. And then don't do subliminal rap. I'm talking to that cat with that tattoo on his face. Yeah, you know me.
Hey, let me say this, though. I love Tim Westwood interviews because I'm sure over there it sounds okay, but it sounds so funny here. He'd be like, oh yeah, you're going in. And I'm like, is this serious? and he gets really like into it. It's almost, and there's no disrespect, it's almost kind of homoerotic. You know what I mean? He's kind of like, oh Drake, oh yeah, you're doing big things, man. The women want to hear about your penis. Oh my God. You're like, first of all, if I was Drake, I'd be like, motherfucker, did you just ask me about my how I have sex with women? Like, really? You really asked me that shit in my face. So
you know it's different for them English cats, man. they hey man, they're different from us, man.
But yeah, I would have been kind of pissed off by that. I'm just that's just me though. But I don't know, man. But yeah, I guess my bottom line is that I don't know, man. The mixtapes, you said a long time ago, and I've always quoted you on this, that you said if you was a rapper and you put out a good mixtape. And you probably said a good mixtape. You're not releasing the album anymore. You say, I'm just going to tour all those mixtapes forever.
Exactly. I mean, because Big Crit is touring right now, getting paid to tour. And what songs is he giving you?
Yeah.
Mixtape songs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a whole mixtape tour with him, right? I mean,
he's touring does. With him. I saw him perform, and he did, matter of fact, I'm going to play this song later on the thing, R4 theme song. And that song came on, and it was like, people were like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's funny. I remember when Drake came to Atlanta, and I remember seeing that video, and I remember he was doing his songs, and I remember songs came on, and everybody knew all the words, and this is when So Far Gone was out, and I think that's when we first saw that. Weezy did it too now. Weezy, I know you think I hate Weezy, but Weezy was doing that shit too. When he was releasing Dedication 2 and all that shit.
And that's what got Weezy. Did that not get Weezy to the top of the game?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
It wasn't his albums. It wasn't his albums. It was his mixtapes that got Weezy to the top of the game.
A lot of people was like, some people who bought Carter 3 was like, they didn't have no kind of affiliation with his past. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I mean, I knew with the mixtapes, and that's it. They didn't know about 500 Degrees or Lights Out or the Black. They just knew about this Weezy off the mixtape, off Dedication 2 and up. That's it.
Yep.
But I mean, that was fine though. It's cool though. But yeah, but the mixtape game, we're gonna see something happen here. I don't know what's gonna happen.
It's pushing the limits on mixtapes, so you really have to give great music on it. I mean, it's not like you can just give, like, you know, back in days you could just have a whole bunch of beats that's already recycled beats and you just rap over. Now you can't do that anymore, man. You gotta have features. I mean, like I said, you have to have features on your mixtape. You have to it's ridiculous. Like, the mixtape game is like, the album is like almost irrelevant. I mean, people for the geeks and the nerds out there that still want the track listing and the linear notes and all that, you know, you still can go out there and buy albums, but the mixtapes is where it's at.
See, you know, I don't know. The thing about that, though, is that you do understand that when J. Cole put that mixtape together, he didn't have to call anybody at Roc Nation. He just put it out. I think that's the difference. It's like, yeah, of course, like, Ross didn't know that MC Hammer or BMF was going to be a hit until he put it on, you know, their mixtapes, and then they were like, wait a minute. Like, he didn't have to call L.A. Reid, well, he's not there anymore, but he had to call L.A. Reid and be like, L.A., how do you sound? And then he'd have to hear, like, this not going to be good. He just put it out. And I think that's the reason mixtapes do well, because the artists can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, and I think that sounds a lot better. I mean, labels need to take... I mean, I understand the labels, they have a lot of money invested in these artists, so they have to be hands-on in these projects, but sometimes you might want to take a hands-off approach and, you know, let it be more organic and let it, you know, just happen. I mean, you know, you're taking a risk anyway. Yeah. I mean, what's the point? You know, everybody album going to flop from now on anyway.
Well, hold on. But like I said, Atlantic...
Man, listen, dog.
Listen, if Lupe would have came out the way when he wanted to came out, I don't know who would have sold. But he sold 200 some thousand when Atlanta said, put all this bullshit on here. Put all this techno bullshit on there. And he put it out.
And I'll keep saying again, he hasn't sold but 20 albums since the 200.
Hold on. I'm gonna pull this up real quick.
Pull it up during the break. And, you know, before we go into the next segment, but Lupe, listen, man, that's just how it is. You keep saying Atlantic, and winning.
No. I bet you, I'm just saying.
If you add together Lupe, B.O.B., and Wiz Khalifa album, it's still not a platinum album.
Of course not. It may be just barely over. Okay, look, Lupe, right? See, Lupe, he's 303,000 right now. Yes, 4 weeks. That's not bad.
It's a month.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, though?
3,000.
But I'm saying, but his songs are featured on other things, though.
Okay, and your boy Bobby Ray, what is he doing? What was his album called? The Adventures of Bobby Ray or something?
Yeah, I think he's balancing on gold. You know what I'm saying? he almost gold, but he ain't on the charts no more. But you know, I'm just saying you can't help it. You can't hate that though.
I'm not hating it all, man. But like I said, man, I'm just... you keep screaming Atlantic, but no.
No, I'm trying to say is that, I mean, you can't be like, they don't know what they're doing, because it's like, well, they kind of do know, because they are putting out these... You know what I'm saying? You can't keep saying that, though. I don't know. The mixtape game is funny. But anyway, let me go in this game. One person now, the next three songs I have, I want to give a shout-out to P from the D. Because last year I did listen to Danny Brown, The Hybrid. I listened to it and I was like, it's okay. You know, he had this kind of weird flow. First of all, have you listened to anything by Danny Brown?
Come on, man, what kind of question is
that? So yes.
Yes, no, I haven't.
But anyway, now I'm gonna say a pause before I even say this. So P from the D reviewed it. This year, he gave it 4.5. You know, now of course, he's from Detroit. Danny Brown from Detroit.
Oh, that's what that D stood for? Yeah. Oh, man. That's ironic.
That's fucked up. Anyway. So I said it to say
that.
That
was Dallas.
I said it to say that.
Denver?
No, it's Detroit. So I went back and listened to The Hybrid by Danny Brown. It's actually a good album. Now, one song I like from the hybrid, it's not on the original, it's supposed to be on the deluxe edition. It's a song.
Danny Brown a singer?
Nah, he's a rapper, man. Huh. You know, like Sean P said, fuck all the skinny, jean wearing niggas except Danny Brown. But he's real gutted though. He got a song called Dick Suck.
A Sean P cosign, that'll get you 40 albums?
you think a Sean P will get you 40 albums, really?
I'm just saying 40.
I think you're giving too much. I think you're being very, I think 10.
2 years ago, Sean P, and that might have got you
15.
Yeah.
But no, anyway, so the first song is called Dick Suck by Danny Brown. Hard song. The song after that is by Wax. Now,
Wax from Menace to Society?
No. Wax from you know, I don't know where Wax is from. I know he resides in Hollywood, but I don't know where he's from. I got put on Wax, but he had this freestyle on YouTube called Wax Goes Bananas. And he was just killing it. But he recently got signed to Def Jam. He put out a mixtape with DJ Ski a few weeks ago called Scrub Life. I'm mad I didn't post it because that's a great mixtape. He's a white rapper.
Shout out to all the white rappers.
Yeah, but he's talented. He can sing, and he's a twin. he got a song called Music and Liquor that I like a lot. And then the third song is Crooked Eye. Okay, bye. That's like his slogan. Okay, bye. Like, you know, you ain't getting money. Okay, bye. And that's off his The Million Dollar Story EP that just released, I think, 2 weeks ago too. So we're gonna go into these songs.
Hey, I just want you to wake me up when all these songs go off because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be asleep.
I was able to hear Jerry snore over the song, but we're gonna go into these songs. We're gonna come back. This is the Frocast.
I'm gonna hit mute so while I'm sleeping, while this break song.
This is the Frocast, episode 9, Napri Afro. What the fuck is up?
Okay, bye.
Got a nigga brain doing somersaults. Yesterday, clothes on, smelling like a fork. Dick up in her mouth so she can't talk. Pop a pill and fuck a bitch till she can't walk. Now I'm standing in the shower, bumping drum and bass. Stepped out, put some Noxzema on my face. Hit a blunt twice and spared up my heart. Nigga, my loft looking like a fucking skate park. But the only thing I'm grinding is the bars, nigga. Going nuts in the deep. Cause, nigga. And that's a K, not a C. Nigga, brown chief like Kansas City. American apparel, Chalky briefs. Staring in the window, thinking how I'm running sick. Renaissance like a sculpture in my backyard. Same nigga used to get F's on his report card. And I put that on great granddaddy's soul. Tell me, y'all my fuck bitches ain't always have hoes. So let me call another bitch up. A nigga trying to get his dick
make
up.
My toes curl up when you look at my nuts. So when I call bitch, you better pick up.
So let me call another bitch up. A nigga trying to get his dick up. No, what you think this is? I ain't paying for your cab, bitch. You ain't getting shit. No. But a mouthful of kids told the bitch take the bus. Guess what she did? Blew a nigga down like the wolf did the straw house. Till I huffed and puffed and shot it in her mouth. Now I got the skinny sagging with the dirty chucks. Thrift store tea cost a nigga $4. Now hips the bitches bomb a nigga like Pearl Harbor. Swear to God I treat a hoe like I ain't got a daughter. Might as well do the same to my baby mama. All my new hoes look like Jane Bond. Bump techno and dry little ass Honda. Give me brain and they say they learn from their mom. Say she buy and make out with her best friend. Love it to death, but she ain't lesbian. And I put that on great granddaddy's soul. Tell me y'all my fuck bitches ain't always have hoes. So let me call another bitch up. A nigga trying to get his dick
make
up.
My toes curl up when you look at my nuts. So when I call bitch, you better pick up.
So let me call another bitch up. A nigga trying to get his dick up.
mal vem, vamos chamar o vento.
DJ Skid,
yeah. Oh. A lot of people like to party and shit, but lately it's just been getting ridiculous, man. Yo, I spent all my money on women and wine and didn't give enough time to the rhythm and rhyme. I stay focused on the nickel and dime. I should be Benjamin thinking, but when I get them, I be spending them drinking. And then I wake up feeling nervous and lifeless, a thin line between worthless and priceless. When my life gets confusing ahead of me, I don't ever solve problems, I just start boozing heavily. In San Diego, I got off work every day at round 4, and every single day the road worker next door come home with an 18-pack of Miller High Life. I said my life's headed down a path that's way too sim. A lure I'd prefer not to end up like him. And I'd look up and I'd cringe, but every time I try to change, I say fuck it and binge. That's my life. I've been with you. I can't stop smoking, I can't stop writing. I should be the can't stop spokesman. Addictive personality, ironically, I write my realest shit when I escape from reality. I drink to forget, then I write to remember. It's been like that since my high school tenure. I can't imagine if I never had this rapping hobby. I'd rarely be happy, probably. But I knew a lot of people when I lived back in Maryland that had it way worse getting addicted to heroin, so I shouldn't be too pissed. I'm just getting sick of writing drunk and self-help to-do lists that remain unchecked, cause I never follow through. And when you move, old habits follow you, and I can't quite shake the safe from off my back. It seems it's safe, strapped up tight. Hey, y'all, that's my life. I've been with you. To escape from the fear and the sadness, it's madness, turn beer into gladness. It's sort of like a miracle of Christ, good timing. I could use some spiritual advice, man. I used to hate the taste of beer as a kid, and they say times change, and it's clear that they did, cause now it seems every night I'm intoxicated by myself in a little ass box. I've been with you.
Motherfucking best. Crooked eye.
You don't like how I live?
Okay, bye.
You don't like getting money?
Okay, bye.
You don't like bad chicks?
Okay, bye.
Now go that away. Go that away.
The world hating on your boy just yesterday. But like I said, that was yesterday.
Cause, hey, Eminem signed me to Shady, put me on Interscope. Then he gave me a rifle so I could put you in a scope. Gave me the stamp, put the check in the mail. Now chicks licking me like an envelope. Yeah, I'm in her throat. Crooked about to score, I see the red zone. All I need is Beats by Dre, but not the headphones. Think I don't live right, homie, you dead wrong. Submarine sandwich, I'm just saying my bread long. Walk in the club with a gang of Eastsiders. Some rappers cool, I came to be liver. You claim to be lighters, you say you spit flame, you a liar. Damn dog, change your speech writer. I'm sideways on a hater, keep it pushing. Just another mess and guilt pussy, you need a douchin'. I'm looking for a round ass, I need a cushion. I love it when they tell me, daddy, I need a whooping.
You don't like how I live?
Okay, bye.
You don't like getting money?
Okay, bye.
You don't like bad chicks?
Okay, bye.
Now go that away.
Go that away.
You don't like how I do it?
Okay, bye.
You don't like that I'm hood?
Okay, bye.
You don't like that I'm mean?
Okay, bye.
Now go that away. Go that away.
I be keeping it real because I am real. Yeah, some of y'all eating good, but it's your last meal. You the king of the hill, but it's an anthill. I kick it over, you over, tell me how that feel. It's not an arrogant thing, I got a stable of lyrics. And I be pimping this thing like Sean Garrett and Dream. If these songs was hoes, I have a harem like an Arabic king. So beware my team.
Yep.
So many wolves, you ain't got nothing for me. Nowadays, all that champagne popping be looking corny. We got the bitches on Hennessy getting horny. And they ain't thinking of leaving till 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
They love fucking with us. Let them do what they do. You be cuffing them tough. See you Greyhound luggage when it come to the sluts. Cause they gon' throw you under the bus.
But you don't like how I live.
Okay, bye.
You don't like getting money.
Okay, bye.
You don't like bad chicks.
Okay, bye.
Now go that away.
Go that away.
You don't like how I do it.
Okay, bye.
You don't like that I'm hood.
Okay, bye.
You don't like that I'm mean.
Okay, bye.
Now go that away.
Go that away.
As long as I hustle hard, money gon' come with ease. And it's child's play. Call it Chuck E. Cheese. Wanna do it like me? Go sell a couple keys and a ton of weed. Then run the street with 100 G's. Goons, that is. They coming out the woodwork. I would work, but dang how the hood work. I'm trying to take over the game, big and pop style. Labels trying to drop my old shit, cause I'm hot now. But oh shit, you should stop now. Try to play me on some whole shit, I'll shut your block down. Dirty magazines tell you what my click bout. Cause Playboy, we some hustlers in a penthouse. Louis bag full of paper, let my chick count. She flying in a double somersault, dismount. And she swear to God, Crooked gon' dog her out. I got a bad rep, cause I'm from Slaughterhouse.
You don't like how I live?
Okay, bye.
You don't like getting money?
Okay, bye.
You don't like bad chicks?
Okay, bye.
Now go that away.
Go that away.
You don't like how I do it?
Okay, bye.
You don't like that I'm hood?
Okay, bye.
You don't like that I'm mean?
Okay, bye.
Now go that away.
Go that away.
It's the Frocast episode 9. A karate man bruises on the inside.
And we back, and I think I heard Germ nod his head over there.
Oh, man, that was a good nap. I needed that.
You know, you're going to listen to this podcast, you're going to say, hey, Brandon, because you remember when I said something about Styli, and I put that song, Monkey-ish, and you was like, man, that last song was kind of hard. I was like, nigga, all them songs were goddamn hard, nigga.
No, I'm not going to say that, man.
You did like that song, didn't you?
I can't remember.
With the Pimp C sound.
Oh, yeah, probably did.
Probably. It gives me no kind of fucking problem. Anyway, so yeah, so now we try not to be too... I guess we're trying to be too topical with today's time sometimes because we don't want this to go out. Like I can break my leg and this shit goes out next week and you'd be like, damn, what the fuck are they talking about? But this week, it came out that last week, Mr. C.
The finisher.
The, fin- The finisher.
You got to say Biggie's homeboy, the dude that introduced B.I. to the world, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think he used to be DJ for Big Daddy Kane, too.
Who?
He used to be DJ for Big Daddy Kane, too, right?
Who's that?
Big Daddy Kane, nigga.
It's a wrestler? I'm talking about the dude, Big Papa Pump?
No, oh, that's no. Fucked up. You know the fuck Daddy Kane is, nigga.
Oh, Kane, the wrestler, the one, the fire dude, right?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Undertaker brother?
Oh, that's... You used to like Kane. Kane used to be spitting, man.
I like one song by Big Daddy Kane, man.
What, Ain't No Half-Steppin'?
Ain't No Half-Steppin'.
Ain't... No. But you know, without Kane, we wouldn't have Biggie, we wouldn't have Jay-Z. You know that, right?
And that would change your life.
You like Biggie and you like Jay-Z. Anyway, Mr. C... Last week was caught.
It was a weekend, wasn't it, or something like that?
I thought it was Tuesday, Wednesday. Anyway, he was caught in broad daylight getting head from a transvestite.
Or as Charlamagne the God said, getting topped off in his car. Oh, and you know, it wasn't even a Sydney Star transvestite. Yeah. It was like, yeah, just a dude. Like, I mean, it was obviously a young boy. And, like, you weren't fooling nobody. I mean, yeah. He had the man, the little tight man face, the Flavor Flav face.
But first of all, he hadn't said anything. He hadn't said anything.
What can you say? You got an arrest warrant right there.
He's also married, too, to a woman. Just want to put that out there, too, which is fucked
up. Are we sure his wife is a woman?
Well, I'm just saying.
Shout out to Miss C. A rough time right now. You do nothing stupid.
It's hard, but... But that opened up a lot of doors because, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, for a while now, we've been trying to see who's the gay rapper, right?
It's Eric Sermon, isn't it?
Who said Eric Sermon was gay?
It's always Eric Sermon. Come on, man. Everybody knows Eric Sermon, man. You know that. Redman went on the defense for him one time. Talking, no, ain't nobody on my team. Everybody on my team straight like 6 o'clock. defending your boy because everybody. Eric Sermon jumped out that window because it was something going on.
But hold on. Well, did you hear from Matthew Flex was like, he was like, stop them bum. And he was saying everything about Missy is not true. This is before Smoking Gun. See, I'm going to tell you something. If you do something, do not call out Smoking Gun.
Yeah.
Don't call out that website because they're going to come up with everything about your ass. Like when
have somebody work at every courthouse in America.
Because when I said, that ain't me. They said, oh, really? So we lying. So we lying. Okay, you know, the next day they had his damn graduation certificate. he had everything, but this opened the door because Dream Hampton, you know, the girl that Ghost wrote.
Don't say Ghost wrote. Say she wrote it. Jay-Z did not write Decode. He just wrote the rhymes. She did everything else.
He ghost wrote Decode. On Twitter recently, she said, "Now I'm gonna quote this." And I remember this picture. He said, not trying to hold Biggie up as a model example who wasn't homophobic. Just remembering shit as it was. Big, one of my favorite pics of Biggie, when he's on Fulton Street with his longtime best friend for life, man, who was always openly gay. I remember when I was in L.A. a couple weeks before Biggie died, and he told me that nigga man brought his boyfriend to the avenue. And I said, how you take it? He said, that's my nigga, whatever. Now, I don't know if you remember this picture, Germ, where Biggie's playing dice, you know, on the street. He's standing right next to him, this nigga, you know, he got like a plaid shirt on with some, you know, big jeans and Timberland boots. And that's man. Supposedly man was always gay. And Biggie never said that shit.
Wow.
Now,
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not... I mean, R. Kelly did have a verse in that song that said, B.I.G., bring that ass to me. So I wouldn't be surprised.
But just think about it, though. Well, first of all, let me say this first of all, I'm going to go back to this. I live in Atlanta. So, obviously,
Gayest city in America. don't just say Atlanta. You got to say the gayest city in America.
Well, I like to say one of the gayest cities in America.
One of the gayest? No, it is the gayest. The mayor was gay. I mean, come on.
How do you say the mayor is gay?
She was. Shirley was her name.
She came out, though, right?
She had to come out. It was obvious.
That's fucked up, man.
She had the gay agenda and everything, man.
But I mean, they brought...
Shout out Shirley Franklin, whatever your name
was. They brought money to any anyway, I guess my point is this. Is so of course I have no problem. I hate saying this because it sounds you do have a problem. People say you know I have black friends. Like fuck it, I have no problem with it. What is that?
He was about to say, I have no problem with gay people. I have gay friends.
I don't have it. You know what? I have no gay friends. I work with... that I know of. Okay? That I know of. He could be gay. I don't know. But I work with gay people, you know, and when my car was fucked up and I had to ride the bus, it was gay people on the bus. Either way, who gives a fuck? You know what? If I had to get a roommate and the roommate was gay... That's fine. Whatever.
Live with a gay roommate. Stop it.
I think I could.
He's in there. And, you know, I know he was coming home early. He watching gay porn on TV in the living room. What you gonna do?
I mean, I'd be like, man, come on, dog. Really?
What, he got company and he in there getting topped off. In the room. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't wanna.
Okay. I guess my point is, if for example, I'm not saying this. If Weezy came out, because you know that video came out him kissing baby in the mouth this week.
That's just not. Come on, everybody know Wayne's not gay. I get tired of people saying, "Oh, him and baby, oh Weezy effing baby." I mean, that's so stupid. Man. Come on,
okay,
Weezy got baby mamas.
Okay, but if Weezy came out and said, "Hey, I am gay," what would you say?
Ah man, I don't want to come off sounding like a homophobe, but. If Wayne came out and said he was gay, I probably wouldn't listen to Wayne anymore.
Why? That's fucked up.
I just can't. Because me and him don't have the same views him no more. I mean, you know.
Y'all, he said, like, okay, you like money. He like money, right?
He like dick. I don't like dick. that's the override factor in a lot of things.
But you know who you have sex with? I mean, that's not like your whole life. I hope it's not putting a person's whole life, unless you're a porn star.
I mean, but still, that day. So you telling me, if, you know, let's say, yo, God, see, I don't want to put this on nobody. Let's just say somebody you real, real cool with, come out and say, yo, man, I'm gay.
Uh-huh.
How you going to handle that? And if this somebody you've been cool with for, let's say, 10 years.
First of all, I wouldn't have no problem.
Let's say Slick Peter Virus come out and say, hey, man.
Hold on, you know Slick Peter Virus and you'd be fine. He was gay.
No, I wouldn't.
How could you not be okay with gay?
Hey, me and Slick probably talk, like, you know, we speed each other on the regular.
Yeah.
Them calls will get real irregular, if you know what I mean.
Okay, you know what? I put it there in your face. And what if I told you I was gay?
It was strange.
We talk at least twice a day. Sometimes we miss a few days, but we talk at least twice a day, right?
Oh, and then, like I said, them calls get really regular.
Why?
Because, I mean, it's just like I can't rock with that, man. I mean, I'm old school. I'm sorry. I'm not one of the progressive people, you know. I'm very conservative about that. I'm not liberal when it comes to that. I'm very close-minded, and I can't deal with it.
That's really fucked up. You know that, right?
That's the truth. At least I know. I'm not going to sit here and fake the funk. Be like, oh, I'm cool with it. No, I'm not. I don't have no problem with people, you know, with another man. If you want to stick your meat into somebody else's room, it's your business. But I don't have to agree with it. And, you know, and with hip-hop, that's just like, I don't think hip-hop is ready for that. Like, everybody talk about the bounce culture down in New Orleans is dominated by the gays and stuff like that. And that's why it's not blown up, because it's just like, everybody's not ready for that. I mean, I'm pretty sure some of our favorite rappers are gay.
Yeah? You know,
I'm sure. Kanye, I'm sure he's probably done some gay stuff.
Whoa.
I'm sure he's done something.
You know what's funny though? You know what's funny though? Think about it now. You have Puff Daddy, who, you remember years back, didn't Wendy Williams get kicked out of radio because she had a Puff Daddy like picture with him like doing something with a dude or something?
Yeah, I mean,
that's one. Listen, that's one. Mace, right?
Mace, he on that Mr. C diet.
Listen now. And Mr. C was really heavily affiliated with Bad Boy. So that's three people out of your crew. I'm just pointing that out. That's three people out of Bad Boy crew.
Bad Boy.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. But I don't know. I think that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because hip-hop is so, because if I say it's so manly, it sounds gay, right?
I mean, it's a masculine driven. It's very macho. It's very macho, like, you know, bump your chest out. I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that has a place In a way, it has a place, but it never dominate the scene like it would like an R&B or, like Lady Gaga, her little lane. We'll never have a Lady Gaga rapper.
Have you ever? Yeah, we do. Her name is Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj is more of a, she's on that gay stuff, but she's more of the stud instead of the, I mean, because she talks about women like a dude would. And that's what I'm saying. She's on that gay stuff, but she's not like a feminine gay. It's not like, we're talking about male feminine.
Okay. Gay, have you ever heard of Rainbow Noise?
Of course I haven't.
If you ever get a chance to listen to that video, that's a crew. I've seen the video one time, and basically it's a group. It's like Wu-Tang of gay girls that be rapping. It's black, white, Hispanic, whatever. It's manly dudes, and it's one transvestite, and they all rap, and they really are really positive. And the song they got called "I'm a Homo." I'm not gonna play.
Oh, that's positive. Yeah. Of course we're not gonna.
No, not positive. They're just like really into them being gay. They talk, and a lot of stuff talking about us, like I take your bitch, and all this shit, and nigga, I can all that shit. But that's fine. I mean, and they got, matter of fact, I'm gonna see how many views they got on YouTube right now.
Man, you gotta understand that. The LGBT community, they're very powerful. I mean, I see now that a lot of people has been desensitized. Like, the generation that's coming up now, the gay stuff's not even really gonna matter to them, because it's like, like our children, that stuff, because they might be used to it. You know what I'm saying?
Might be used to it. They're gonna be used to it by then.
Yeah, our generation is still like, we look at gay people like unicorns. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't say that gay people like unicorns.
That's how we look. Our generation looks at them like that.
You think so?
The younger generation. Are you easy with? It's just like,
I live in Atlanta.
But you live in Atlanta. That's just like, it rains gay people in Atlanta.
Exactly. It's okay.
I'm gonna say it again before we get a lot of hate mail from GLAAD trying to shut us down. I have no issues with gay, lesbian, transvestites, whatever you are or you want to consider yourself. It's just that I feel like myself, I'm old school, so I don't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't, it's okay if you want to do it. I just don't want to see it. I want it out of sight, out of mind.
Wow.
You know
what I'm saying?
And I feel like hip hop, it's going to happen, but I really don't see, because okay, if it is a gay rapper and he gets into beef, pause on all that, with someone, what's the first thing I'm going to attack? I'm going to say something about your sexuality. But then I'm going to be looked at as a bad guy for saying that when Jay-Z and Nas were going together, going against each other.
They were going together.
It was some little stuff going on about, Cockefeller Records and, but if one of them rappers were gay, then it would be an issue. Like, oh, that's a hate crime. I really don't think that, if it's going to happen, and I just hope, I don't know. I hope maybe my mind will change by then. Probably won't, because I'm old school. And I just don't. I don't know. I'm just kind of different. I'm very different about that. It's gonna happen though.
I think this is the most powerful.
I think a major star need to come out first. Mm-mm. Like when Kanye come out and say I'm gay.
Why you put money on that Kanye West gay one?
He wear blouses.
I mean, so does.
He throw tantrums like a 3-year-old.
Okay, so you're saying gay men throw tantrums?
I'm just saying that he has a lot of feminine ways.
He does, but that's him.
People mistake me for my stylist. Come on, man. What kind of mess? What? Who has a stylist?
Hold on. Fabulous got a stylist. Jay-Z has a stylist.
This is baby mama. He got to have a reason for her to be around. Come on, man. And he tell them, and she's only his stylist, so he can jump on other girls and get topped off.
I got the word. The word of the day on this podcast is "topped off," right?
Topped off, man. That's gonna be the name of the podcast. Topped off.
I don't know, man. I think that's the most. I think we talked about that one pretty good. I was scared to talk about it because I thought it was just gonna be terrible, but I think we talked about it pretty good.
I mean, because like I said, it's going to happen. I mean, we see it on TV. We never thought we'd see two men kissing on network TV, but yeah. You got that every week on Glee. You know? And
just Glee? Come on, man.
Oh, not just Glee. Degrassi. Oh, my gosh. Nick Jr., Nick Teen.
Yeah.
The Degrassi show come on, and it's like dudes kissing, and I'm just like...
Hold up. First of all, you got Ellen DeGeneres on TV every day. Second of all, it's been gay couples on Sesame Street and all that stuff. So
Grey's Anatomy every week. The gays. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, man. They're just trying to desensitize us to it, and you won't desensitize me.
Anyway, okay? You know what? Don't get like that. Let me ask this question though.
I'm old school. I'm like that old man. Hey, I've been taking BC Goody powders. I'm gonna keep taking my BC Goody powders. You know what I'm saying? even though the alternative of taking a pill, the Advil is better, I'm still gonna take them Goody powders. Why? Because that's what I do.
Goody powder made me throw up.
You gay. you fold it up, put it in there, drink something behind it, boom, bam, bam. I mean, it's over with.
Oh, and you know what? We were just so nice and conscious, and then all of a sudden, you're gay. But you know, see, this funny thing about me is that, so are you okay with two women?
I mean, it's still not. Put it this way, it's a little more easier on the eyes, but I'm still not cool with it. I mean, you know, but we always had gay women in rap. MC Light, Queen Latifah,
yeah,
Boss.
Boss. You know what? Boss was really cute when she was younger, though.
I mean, you need to read up on Boss, man. She's doing bad, man.
I'm saying that. Have you seen like the picture when she was in high school and shit like that? She was cute. Yeah. I would have beat Boss.
I'm sure you would have.
Hold on.
We know your standards are not that high. Okay?
Whoa!
You know how they serve meat at like Walmart, but then you got that neighborhood market. They got that little knockoff meat. You know, they call it irregular cuts and all. That's you. You don't mind. Wow. You'll sell anything.
First of all, you've been married for 40 years. That's why if you wasn't married for 40 years, you'd be right there beside me doing what I'm doing too.
Nah, I even had standards as a single.
I just don't believe it. I'm telling you, I did.
You think I became this picky? No, I didn't.
I've been picky
my whole life.
A little side note. When we worked together, when I first met Jeremy and worked together, after we got really cool, he used to try to send me a girl so he can hook through me. What the fuck is that?
Oh, I can see if I put you on people that look like Raven or something like that.
Oh, and you said the name!
I can see if I sent you on them. No, I put you on quality, but you not. Look, the stuff I put you on and the stuff you did on your own, I think I picked out better, okay?
Some stuff you just did because you were just wondering, hey, man, see, can you do something with that? Like, you can't just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't raise the goal to 11 feet and want me to dunk it anyway. Just dunk it. See, can you dunk that shit right there?
But I gave you a ladder that was 3 feet tall.
But no.
I gave you a trampoline to jump on to dunk it.
Mm-mm.
But no, you was like, nah, I want to dunk on a 12-foot goal without a trampoline.
Mm-mm. That's all I got to say.
That's another topic for another day.
Damn, about you calling me a whore. That's another topic for another
day. I didn't call you. You called yourself that.
I mean, look, I have had whorish ways, but I mean, I'm not a whore no more.
I was trying to help you out. Step up your game.
Anyway.
I mean, you the one to run around with the, you
know. Hold on. Okay, you said one name, but I got a lot of.
We can say all names. It don't matter.
No. That shit was years ago. Okay.
That's what you think they're gonna listen to this?
I don't care. They may be. And you know, I might wanna. Anytime you did that, you always got an end for maybe later on down the road. Don't fuck up my future endeavors. Okay.
I hear you, man.
You never know. Anyway. So
three songs we're gonna listen.
Three songs. We're gonna come back the outro, and then we're gonna do another song. Now, the next song is kind of weird for me. I never thought in my life
these other songs been weird for me.
I never thought in my life that a Jim Jones song would ever make a podcast that I picked the music from. But, spoiler alert, I'm reviewing Jim Jones' Capo album. I know most of the time
Listen, I'm only people in Nappy Afro Land. Jim Jones has really, we've probably reviewed 3 or 4 Jim Jones albums mm-hmm. on Nappy Afro. Mm-hmm. I reviewed one, Be Easy did the rest of them. Mm-hmm. I gave Jim Jones his only good score mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. You know, Be Easy does not like Jim Jones. Why? Because Jim Jones dissed Jay-Z and won the battle. Why did he win? Is because Game say something about Jay-Z. Jay-Z says nothing.
Cam say something about Jay-Z.
Jay-Z says nothing.
Jim say something about Jay-Z.
Anybody else diss Jay-Z? He says nothing. But Jim Jones diss Jay-Z? Jay-Z gonna make a diss song for Jim Jones.
Brooklyn.
And then Jim Jones like, oh, I got this. Help Jim Jones out. Mm-mm. Jim Jones like, appreciate that, folks. I mean, it didn't help that Jim Jones on ESPN, his song was the equivalent. He had the first Black and Yellow song, if you want to be honest. He did. The Giants took it all the way to the Super Bowl, and they won.
Anyway, like I was saying is...
Jay-Z rapped for the Yankees, they lose.
Anyway, so and Jay-Z also had a specially made Yankees out, you know, Yankees apparel. So, anyway, so I... So far,
keys, that song wouldn't have been a hit. Just want you to know that.
Anyway, so far, you know, I've heard the album probably 8 times. I really don't like no songs off that album. Just like you spoiler, just don't like Jim Jones. No, but this one song, "Getting to the Money," the rapping on it, Jim Jones does is atrocious. But the beat is ridiculous. I don't think Lex Luger need to start suing niggas.
Lex Luger need to go and recreate himself. Okay.
Kanye tried to help him out.
Yeah, he tried to help him out.
Right. You know, anyway, the second song is about Chicago's own Chip the Rapper. Are you familiar with his work?
Of course. That's my favorite guy in the world.
Okay. Well, I don't know if sarcasm can get through a podcast, but that's sarcasm. Anyway, he brought a mixtape earlier this year called Gift Raps. It was produced by the cool kids, Chuck English. He had one song in there called Plural. Love that song. That's the next song. And the third song, she's gonna like this, is R4 theme song, Big Crit, R Return.
About time you put some quality on this. I mean,
the whole shit been quality.
Yeah, we'll let the people decide.
they listen, you remember somebody come in at least 4 times and said, you know what, this shit did good to ride to. I made the one that said it, I picked the music.
And you tell your mama to stop commenting on our stuff, okay? Tell Miss Carter we love her to death. Mama Carter, we love you to death. But look, we don't be trying to help your son out on here.
Oh,
and the only reason why I call him Carter, because he think he Jay-Z's son, so I call his last name Carter.
Anyway, we're gonna go into 3 songs. We're gonna come back, say goodbyes.
Give our shout-outs. Anyway, whatever we're waiting on.
The Forecast, episode 9. Twitter.com/NappyAfro because the Twitter is going crazy. Anyway, so yeah, we'll be back in 3 songs and holler at
you. Alright, man. Number nine. Go. It'll be real. No. I'm gonna need another money machine.
Anyway.
We over here count money like a bank teller on this side. You hear that shit clicking in the background? It's another 10 stack. You heard? Juliet on Sunday, Julie for the gun brand. Bitch, I stay fly like I'm pulling off the runway. Money getting crazy like my bank account is padded. Speaking about my money, it be talking like a parrot. Got a bad bitch with a whole back tatted. Pretty long hair, when we fuck, she tell me grab it. Feeding for the pipe, it's like a fucking crack.
Money, get into the money, get into the money, get into the money, get into the money. first, see the first. Calidate the best, yes, we the worst. Get with me, you got no chance, girl. Get romance, baby, need a romance, girl. And I'm not Ronnie Romance, no chance. Don't roll hands, no man, no damn. Be at your mom, Chris, slow jams, no pain. Be with Paris in Paris, you don't know France. Only French fried, French toast, whole trash. And we pop that, got that. Hop back in top, we'll drop that. Yeah, with the half the mob that park the boat. Where the dock at? Papo, Tato, Gato, Macho, get it by the flock though. Cheese, please, where the nachos? Capo,
up the eyes on all us. It's a nice day, we should be cooling by some water. Sipping, smoking, conversating about what we be thinking about. I tell my shorties not to believe all that shit they read about. Fresh out of college, they people's got dollars. They amazed by my ill street knowledge. I forewarn them about the underworld they never saw. They pretty asses had no idea they both at all. They tell me stories about childhood, good living. I can relate now, but coming up, I wasn't winning. We chilling. About to get fried, flat screen in my TP, Miami Ocean Drive. Two going at once. I like my girls like I like my blunts. And that's two going at once. Two going at once. Whenever, wherever. Two going at once. I like my girls like I like my blunts. Whenever, wherever. And that's two going at once. Yeah. Two going at once. They both roll nice, light them both up, take flight. Like, hell no, I ain't getting in that water. They both got bikinis on, ass on my guy, They both ran off, I watched from afar. They kinda touchy-feely on each other underwater, but that water much clear so I can see all that. Should take them up to the telly, be a part of all that. But we do that, hear that, so I'm gon' fall back. Light one up, not on my mind, not what you call that. More girls arrive.
to my surprise. They had a bag of shrooms and cushion, didn't bring no guys. Here we go, get ready, good thoughts and black colors. Everything dance with the music, I love it. We in abundance, I'm the man, I suppose. Hit it to the sweet, watch all the sand out my toes. And they coming too, two going at once. I like my girls like I like my blunts. And that's two going at once. Two going at once. Two going at once. I like my girls like I like my blunts. And that's two going at once. Two going at once.
I'm laughing because on the break we had a fun religious conversation that I'm not gonna repeat.
Not even gonna go there with you, man.
Oh, so but yeah, in the sense that's the show, man.
That's the show. That's it, man. Number 9's in the books, man. I mean, you know, the only thing left is a you know, tell everybody thank you for listening. Hopefully you made it through the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure the music, and I know you fast forwarded through the music.
That's so fucked up.
I would do the same thing for y'all.
But the music is so good though.
Because you picked it, you know what I mean?
It's so good.
I mean, I can't really believe that Jay-Z did not make an appearance here. Oh, that's right. He hadn't put any new music out. But I see what you do. You try to put out current music. I don't care about current music. I like putting just good music up there. It could be classic. It could be new. Uh-huh. You know, but that's not my thing.
Well, my thing is that I listen to so much music. I run across this music. I don't post everything. So you know how we do. If I like a song, most of the time the way I go with it is this. If I'm gonna talk to somebody about this song, I'm gonna post it. If I'm not gonna talk to anybody about this song, I'm not gonna post it. You get my point? So if I like track number 5 on Prodigy's album, I'm like, well, I like it. I'm not enough to post this motherfucker up. So that's how I deal with that, you know. I did want to say the site.
Oh yeah, didn't we do the redesign was before the we didn't have it on the last podcast.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, everybody check out the site, man. You got some new shoes. The Emperor got some new clothes, man.
Yeah, nappyapper.com is faster. And it's more, I guess, magazine like.
Shh.
What?
Don't say that out loud, man. You know, and the people gonna get on you, bro.
What?
Don't we have people biting our style, man? Shout out to Brian Gardner, man.
No. We off of Brian Gardner.
Oh, we are? Oh, okay.
Yeah. First of all, what we had was like Brian Gardner and half of Brian Gardner. That shit was like so damn. And look, not that you can't buy what we had. What we had, you can't buy that. You cannot go buy that from him. Because remember I had changed it. Remember at first it didn't have like the sliding scale. Then I had added all this shit. Anyway, but so it's faster. It's more magazine like. I like it better. I mean, I'm sure you still, I'm still getting used to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't started posting yet. I mean, soon that'll be coming in next. You know, look for me to start posting soon. You know, I just keep, you know, typing up stuff, sending it easy, and let him post up. But shout outs, I got wrote on my hand here.
God!
Shout out to my main man, Saul Wright, man. He hurt his ankle today, man. So you know, Saul Wright, get better, man. You know,
how'd he hurt his ankle?
He said he's the only man in the world to get hurt after the workout. So he said,
what the hell?
So he said he was working out. He went to get in the hot tub. You know, he living large like that. You know,
he got
a
hot tub.
Hey, let me just tell you what the man told me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So he said after he got through working out, he went to hit the hot tub. He said he stepped down, turned his ankle. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just an ankle. It ain't that bad. Wow. He think it's broke, though. But, you know. Shout out to Saul Wright and Solections, man. You know.
What it do?
Take time out. Go over and check out Solections, man. I mean, I know y'all hip hop heads, but somebody got like R&B, man. Come on, man.
If you go to the page, if you go to nappyafro.com.
No, just go to Solections.
No, listen.
Nappyafro, go to Solections.
No, listen. At the bottom of the page, you're going to see your Solections. A thing of Solations. That just... to show you that he puts in work right now. Now, yeah. First of all, I love everybody's selections. I like Miss Analytical. What was the other chick? I can't. Either way, it's just him right now.
Yeah, I mean, hey man, listen, man.
He holding it down. I'm just saying.
Holding it down, man.
I don't want him to think that I don't see what he's doing. I see you. We see you.
Hey, I'm gonna get you a squad over there, man. I'm gonna hit the airways. Let me get you a squad over there. Cause there ain't no reason why Solections can't. Hey, y'all supposed to be better than us. Easy, I always say this site is gonna be better than us.
I still think it will. I think we're gonna have to
get a squad over there, Solections. All the people that came in and let my main man down. Yeah. Hey man, y'all the reason why King Germ got. I don't even listen to R&B music, but I do a review. And, you know, and it might be shitty, but
might be
I'm
shitty.
Not like y'all. I'm not like y'all.
Might be shitty. I'm not gonna say nothing. You know what?
Shout out to Saul Wright. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my homie Spread Germs over at 24 Media. Hey, if you need graphic work, holler at my man Spread Germs. Man.
I need to talk to Spread Germs anyway about
Spread Germs. Hey, it's a good dude, and he raps.
And he raps good.
And he raps well. You know, him and Donis, they cool. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
They rap together. It's like that. Like, and the funny thing is,
wait a minute, Donis was in the military too, right?
Yes, that's
shit.
That's the duh. And the funny thing is, the dude that managed Donis or something like that, they, you know, we'll talk about this today. And he was like, he didn't even know Spread Jern's rap. He just wanted him to do graphic work for him. Yeah. So one day Spread Jern's wife was playing a song, one of his songs that she really liked. And he was like, who was that? And he was just like, she was like, that's Spread Jern. And he was just like, get the fuck out of here. That's him. He was like, yeah. And so, you know, so on the next podcast, you're going to hear some Spread Germs. And, you know, just let y'all know that because I'm doing the music with Dub is, but I'm still going to throw a song in because, you know.
You better get the music because Dub, once again, I love you.
Sing your music in. Sing your music in so we can have it ready, man.
You need 10 tracks. If it ain't ready by the time we go to
party. Nine, because one of them going to be Spread Germs.
Okay. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Can I get my shout outs out, bro? Shout out to Mimo Beats. Hey, you remember J. Cole say, hey, buddy got that flame, bro. And yeah. I'm just letting you know, Mimo Beats, he gonna make it one day. And I just want to be part of that saying, hey, I started it. But anyway, Mimo, keep doing your thing. All my forum cats, DJ LP, Pitbull, Coda, Chew, Spider-Man, what's going on?
Spider-Man's name.
P from the D, my dog, man. P, you all right with me? P by the...
Big D? No, Vic D, BG.
Hey, my dog, man. That's Big V Jizzle, my dog. God damn it, Smokey. You know, that's my nigga. VG, what up, man?
Hold up. VG sounds like a whore, too, by the way.
VG is a whore.
Okay, just want to make sure.
He's living a college life. He's doing the right thing.
Hey, man. Hey, the funny post he did, he was like, don't you hate when bitches, be like, you got work for me? Shut up, bitches. Get the stroke.
BG is a horse. Shout out to BG. Athens ain't been. Hey, man, he taking care of Athens since I'm gone, man.
Whatever, since I'm gone, nigga.
I mean, you left a long time ago. Come on, man. You don't even count. Shout out to Slick Peter Virus, man. Who else we got, man? We got a lot of people to come through the site on the regular, man. A Reader, The Watcher.
You getting deep in it now, nigga.
Hey, what's Young Blaze? Hey, shout out to Young Blaze, man.
Yeah, Young Blaze.
He always shouts you out on Twitter, man. Every week doing the, when you do the numbers game, he says my favorite. He said my favorite post of the week, man.
Hey.
So shout out Young Blaze, man. You know, anybody else I forgot? Y'all know King Jern got a bad memory. You know, y'all keep coming to the fro, checking us out. You know, we stay keeping bringing y'all that realness, none of that fake bullshit like you get these other punk ass sites out there.
I'm not going in.
Everybody know I hate two dope boys. They know I hate them niggas.
See, you should like Tyler then.
Tyler, I just don't like his swag.
But he don't like two dope boys either.
I mean, so me and him do have something in common. So I take that back. Tyler, fuck Tyler. You know, that's his Twitter name for you. I think I was saying that about him.
Damn.
Shout out to Tyler the Creator, man. I can't wait to download your album.
That's fucked up.
He knows everybody gonna download it. He's not looking to sell. He said himself, he don't want to be famous. So I mean,
come on.
I mean, but if he didn't want to be famous, he wouldn't do the stupid stuff that he does. But yeah,
exactly.
Hey, you got any shouts out before we head out, man?
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I have no shout. I did my shouts out earlier today, man. Early when we first came on.
Oh, just verbose and infamous F, I got you.
I mean, you got everybody up. Listen, I love everybody. Y'all know.
It's Rick James, bitch. I forgot about him. I'm Rick James. Forgot about him, man.
All of y'all
important to the fro, man. Y'all have to understand, man.
I give a shout out to Spider. Hold on. Rick James that did the freestyle that said my name?
No, that was Spider-Man that said Nappy Afro.
No, somebody did a freestyle that was like, they said your name too.
The NBT, man. Got a shout out to him, man. He been killing the freestyle room. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Rick James, bitch, he the one that said, and when rappers step to me, I just tell them be easy. That's the best rhyme ever created.
Oh my God.
What the? He said, I'm trying to look at it because he said your name. He said, he said something with you.
I mean, Chameleon that called me out, man. So, you know, Mr. Jones. Shout out to Mr. Jones.
How did Chameleon call you out?
Raza. Almost forgot about Raza. Oh, my gosh.
He said, I burn rapping with my sickness. Now who wants the king's germs?
Boo.
How the fuck can you say that shit, man?
That's boo, man.
He said, if you watch me in a battle, then make sure you bring, make sure you bring urns. I burn rapper with my sickness. Now who wants the king's germs?
Okay, it sounds a little better when you say that way.
Hey, check this out. If rap would be bar, I'd be Kobe. So I'm pretty hard to check. With my bar, every be a rap. I'm a hip-hop architect. Hey, right?
Oh, shout out to Architect. Oh, exactly.
Hold on, one more. Some people hate my style because I'm pretty verbose, but nine syllable is wasted every time. Every single word is dope. Get your mind straight. Everything's all right.
What is this? His new song?
Yeah, he said, I'm calm, but I get violent, just like H2O. Hey, that'd be easy shit. That's probably the best shit I heard ever. Because my name's Be Easy. I don't know if you know that.
T.I. song named Be Easy is...
Oh, hey, I remember. I think that's when I got stabbed. I think that's the day. That's one of my favorite songs.
So where is this rap at, man? Is it in the forums?
It's in the forums, the freestyle room, the cypher, Nappy Afro Rap.
Okay.
And the only thing I like about that rap is it had a capital N when he said Nappy Afro. It's always...
Listen, y'all, man. Always Nappy Afro is a lowercase N.
Always. Always.
I hate when I go to other people's sites and they link us in. You know, props for the links, but yeah, they separate the Nappy and the Afro. It's not two words. It's not. I mean, it's one word. Nappy Afro.
Is it? It's Nappy Afro. But, I mean, people... I don't know, man. I think we've always had lowercase N and one word, and we always capitalize hip hop. Don't know why. It's just always been capitalized hip hop. It's just always on the site. Anytime you see hip hop, it's always capitalized. I don't know if that's OCD for me or just I think that it's a statement. I don't know.
Big James, bitch, man. Send us an email.
What the hell? Did you go somewhere for a second?
No, I was listening to what you're saying. I'm just saying, reading it though, man.
You like that name?
I mean, it's pretty. Hey, man, it's inventive, man. We might have to put that on the main site, man.
Ooh, I mean, okay. First, I love the freestyle room. I love it. I read everything in freestyle room. But I just wish if we could ever do, because they were starting on the Nappy Afro mixtape for a second, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, we forgot about Steve Verbose, man. He was doing that. They had, like, the little thing, the little chain rap going.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that came. We might have to put that on the site, man, just to show the people, like, look what they've been doing in the forums, man. I mean, matter of fact, we're going to do that, man. We're going to put something together, like, you know, just to show. We got to get the forums. Y'all, the forums, I mean, it's the readers that keep it going. It's not just us. I mean, like, the whole freestyle room, that's all y'all, man. But
but you know, I mean, first of all, there's two rooms that get a lot of play. The freestyle room and the girls room. They neck and neck. The ass room and the lyrics room. They neck and neck.
Not really. Girls, not even in the top. That's the barbershop.
No.
The barbershop is number one. The listening is number two. The girls room is number three.
Have you seen the views in the damn girls room?
I'm looking at posts.
Okay, look at views, motherfucker.
I'm looking at posts.
Views, okay?
Views is not, nah.
You know, girl kills in views.
Today Thursday, man, so it's Calvin's birthday, man.
Oh, what?
Shout out to Calvin.
Happy birthday, Calvin. Calvin 2.0, man. Hey, is he from Australia or is he from...
I don't know, but I know he was quotious over at the selections and, you know.
Why are you going to put him out? He might not even know he was quotious on there.
I'm putting it out there because that's what I do.
I didn't know he was on it until you told me.
Oh.
I don't know. He likes rap, so, I mean, what can you say? Anyway. But, yeah, man. So we kind of just went everywhere last. So, anyway. But this is the forecast, episode 9. So far we kept our promise about doing more forecast, right?
So far, so good.
So, yeah, that's me signing off. The last song is Game All Dogs Go to Heaven. dedicated to Nate Dogg. R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Yeah, died, he died, was it 2 weeks ago, last week?
We'll say, I don't know when it was, man. I mean, God, it was a couple weeks ago.
Anyway.
No disrespect, but I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't remember the day. It's not one of them days that's going to be burned in my head. Like, oh, yeah, that's the day Nate Dogg passed away.
Nah. It should. Anyway, this song, the game song, the All Dogs Go to Heaven, he's rapping on Big Sean, Final Hour. He's rapping on, I don't know if it's the beat. I think it's the same sound, but either way, it's probably the best Nate Dogg tribute song I heard. I heard
Big Sean.
You know the fuck Big Sean. He's been on a podcast like twice, the songs. He finally famous.
Say again, I don't listen to the music that you put on the podcast.
Finally famous.
Oh, that guy.
Okay. And he was on the last year freshman list. Down with Kanye. Made the hashtag flow. Hello?
I'm here. I'm here.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's what he called it, the hashtag flow, but we all call it Wayne flow.
Oh, you call it that. Anyway. But anyway, this is something going to go out today. I didn't want to dedicate the Nate Dogg, because I know everybody dedicated they kid to Nate Dogg last week, but I don't know. I thought it was a good way to go out. It's a good song. But yeah, man. So thanks for tuning in. We're getting more viewers every time we do it. I don't know. Thanks for the support. NappyAfro.com. I don't know. That's it, man.
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Keep checking with us, man. We will continue to do this, man. Cause you know, hey, we love hip hop just like y'all love hip hop, and you know, that's what we do, man.
Anyway, it's episode 9 of Frocast. We out.
We out of here, man. Peace.
Another good nigga. Lost in the ring. You're me.
DJ Skeet. He's rolling up a swish and banging Nate Dogg. Pulling on his 8-ball, contemplating suicide.
Hold up.
Tears in my eyes. Sipping on his goose, getting loose. I don't know what else to do, so I'm sitting here. Rolling up a swish and banging Nate Dogg. Pulling on his 8-ball, contemplating suicide.
Hold up.
Trying to smoke the pain away. Hand on the desert. All dogs go to heaven till the end.
Smoke weed every day.
Aftermath Studio, 2005. It was live, it was Snoop, it was Nate, it was I, it was Dre, it was Daz and Corrupt, we was high. One of my favorite memories, them niggas like kin to me. When they move, I move, we like a centipede. Back when Dre was in his drop like Kennedy, I was banging regulators round the hood, regulating in and out of county jail when Crips and Bloods were segregated. And just like y'all, I used to love the dog pound. 10 years later, we here laying Nate Dogg down. Damn. He was only 41, so I'ma get high and just drink till this 40 done. But I really wanna cry. Shit, I really wonder why the good niggas gotta die if we living under God. Maybe he living in the sky, and I couldn't bring him back if I tried. So
I'm just rolling up a swish and bringing Nate Dogg. Pulling on his 8-ball, contemplating suicide.
Hold up.
Tears in my eyes, sipping on his goose, getting loose. I don't know what else to do, so I'm sitting here. Rolling up a swish and bringing Nate Dogg. Pulling on his 8-ball, contemplating suicide.
Hold up.
Trying to smoke the pain away. Hand on the desert. All dogs go to heaven till the end.
Smoke weed.
All-Star Weekend, I seen Warren G with no Nate Dogg. That's like MJG with no 8-ball. I don't wanna see that. R.I.P. Tat, LBC, PT that, we that, Coast where the DPG at, EZE that, then tell me where the weed at, you see that, all red P hat, where Pac used to eat at, hoes in different area codes, better believe that, can you believe this, where they killed B.I.G. at, now he at, where N.A.T.E.D.O.G.G. at, cause that's where all dogs go, because of you we all blow, now when I need a hook, who I'm gonna call for, I sample your old shit. I don't know these new niggas. About to roll an ounce of this kush. I need a few swishes.
And the game will never be the same without him. I'm just mad he ain't here to hop on the red album.
Just rolling up a swish and bringing late dog. Pulling on his eight ball, contemplating suicide.
Hold up.
Tears in my eyes, sipping on his goose, getting loose. I don't know what else to do, so I'm sitting here. Rolling up a swish and bringing late dog. Pulling on his eight ball, contemplating suicide.
Hold up.
Trying to smoke the pain away, hand on the desert. All dogs go to heaven till then.
Smoke weed
every day. I'm in the crib, Dre beats on, banging lay low, Kush to the dome, stacking kills on his halo, trying to get my mind off what is, but it is what it is, everybody raise your lighters when I say so, I'm shedding dead, that's for Nate bro, Cali won't never be the same, Cuban Dre no, I hold the West Coast down, that's why he signed me, and Nate came with hooks better than Kareem and Ali. I'm blowing smoke up in the wind. Kinda hard to concentrate when you're sitting there focused on the end. Today a child is born. Tomorrow he's a man. Next day gone. Life cycle repeats itself again. And again, uncles, cousins, and your friends. No one escapes death or drives to heaven in the Benz. But one thing's for sure, everybody gotta go. And when it's my turn, I hope I never know.
Hold up.
That concludes this edition of the Frocast Episode 9. The background music used on this episode of the Frocast was from the MF Doom album Special Herbs Volume 1 and 2. We hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to visit us at nappyafro.com to contact us by email. nappyafro@gmail.com. For Twitter, go to twitter.com/nappyafro. Be sure to subscribe to the Frocast on iTunes. nappyafro.com. Never get high on your own supply.